Blog Talk Radio.
We in that shit right now. 310, what's up with you, baby? You calling right in. What's happening?
What's happening, bud? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, check this out, man. Do you believe in approaching a woman who has not given you any indications of interest?
I will do that if that's the case, but I don't believe in that because the bitch ain't gave me no interest. Fuck her.
Okay. I thought that you might say that you do. Okay, so I'm on the same page. I don't believe in what they call cold approaching. I think it's a sucker move, and I think
stop
it puts a
right
woman
there
on the pedestal.
Stop. What I'm saying, you heard me say I'll do that shit because I don't believe in none of that bullshit you finna say out your motherfucking mouth. Cold.
What am I getting ready to say, bud?
Bro, you finna say some bullshit some motherfucker told you about a cold approach. Sometimes you got a cold approach. So whatever the
Why
fuck
would
you
I
don't
do that,
believe,
bud?
Whatever you don't believe in, don't matter. Just don't believe
why,
in it.
Why would I do that,
to.
Bud?
Why would you do what?
Why would I walk up to a woman who has not given me any indications of interest,
because
man?
Because you
want
to talk to her, fool.
No, man, that's awkward, man. You got to establish a rapport first, man, to get some indications
bruh,
of interest,
bruh,
man.
Bruh, good. I'm glad you fucking believe that goddamn shit. That's why you ain't got no bitches. That's why you own this
Come on now, bud.
Show. You ain't got no bitches, and you know it.
How do you figure I ain't got no women, bud?
Because you don't, saying that stupid-ass shit.
Because I don't cold approach, bud?
No, man.
Because I don't cold approach, bud?
Wait. I said no. I didn't say that. I'm not saying call.
All right, explain that then.
Hey, motherfucker.
Explain that to me, bud.
No, man, shut your motherfucking mouth up because you ain't interrupting me to talk to me, you fucking asshole. I'm saying a motherfucker that believes some bullshit about not approaching a bitch cold, if that's the case, is full of shit. You're full of motherfucking shit. I done called many bitches that didn't look at me, ain't even knew I was there. When I walked up to him and said something to him, I startled him. You fucking asshole. Now you can talk, motherfucker. And when you talk, and when you get through and I start talking, don't fucking interrupt me, punk. Now, yes, I said everything you heard. Don't ask me did I say it. Just start talking.
Hey, bud, stop all that yelling, man. Look, all I'm
man,
saying
I
is
yell,
I don't approach. I don't approach women without giving indications of interest,
man.
That's a sucker move.
Who gives a fuck what you do? If you want to,
well, who cares what you do?
Well, why are you on the show, stupid? Now you ain't on it. You out, man. I don't want to hear no more. Listen, you can believe what the fuck you want to believe, and you can fucking live by what the fuck you believe. But don't come on my show trying to tell me what you believe. Because that's what my show is about, telling you what I believe, you fucking asshole punk. And if you got any nuts, you'll call back in and you'll try to act civil so you can talk to my black ass, you punk motherfucker. Now, see, what he did brings me to my show about obligation. Do any of you motherfuckers know what obligation means? What the word means? Shit. It's a personal possessive word. When you're obligated to do something and you don't do it, like this motherfucker is obligated since he's calling into my show, he's, there you go, punk. Now let me tell you, punk, if you want to talk to me, you better talk like you on my show. I ain't on your show. Now, what the fuck do you want? You call back.
All right, first of all, approaching a woman cold is not something that a dignified man does. That's number one. Number two, or what I should have said was number one, which is that a woman was made for a man, therefore a man should act like it. You
my
let that
God.
Woman you let that woman
oh,
give you
okay,
indications
brother.
Of interest
okay,
first.
Hey,
that's
bro,
how you
bro,
handle
bro.
That.
Bro,
I wasn't made for the woman. She
bro,
was made for
please.
Me. Period.
I've had enough. You making me want to vomit. Why don't you take that shit and believe it? Get off my goddamn show because I
hey,
don't
you told me
it.
To call back. You told
hey,
me to call
wait,
back, so I did,
up.
Man.
Bro, hold
embrace
up.
That. Embrace that, man. Embrace that, bro.
Else now, you fucking asshole. I'm telling you, since you believe what you believe, get your ass off my show, because I don't believe it, and spout that punk shit to some other motherfuckers, man.
You talking some punk shit, bud.
See, I know how to handle a nigga like you. I just shut you up. Now, what the fuck I'm saying is that I didn't call many bitches cold, if that's the case. You can't have in your head some goddamn one way to do something. Because unless that way is present, you ain't going to be able to do it. Now, motherfucker, I catch a bitch when I think about it. I catch a bitch when she giving me action. I catch a bitch whether she giving me action or not, because I catch bitches. Bitches don't catch me, punk. Punks say that weak-ass shit. A woman is made for a man. You right, motherfucker. That's why a man do what the fuck he want to do and talk to her. You can't tell me how to catch. I done got quit 3,500 times, motherfucker. That mean I done had at least 3,501 bitches, because I got a bitch now. So what I'm motherfucking saying is, I don't give a fuck what you say with your good one bitch having ass. I ain't no nigga that don't know how to catch no goddamn bitch. And I'm not a nigga that don't know what kind of motherfucker deserves to catch a bitch. Now, motherfucker, now if you want to just be a piece of meat that a bitch catch because she sling her little pussy at you, motherfucker, then that's on you. Now, about obligations. Man, when you're obligated to do something and you don't do it, you failed yourself and any other motherfucker involved with whatever it was you're supposed to do. Because when you accept an obligation, excuse me, whatever that obligation is becomes incumbent on you getting it done. Now, when you have women, well, today, like this sucker that was just on the phone, when you have a woman, anyway, fuck it. When you have women, you're obligated to this abba-dabba, not the women. This fool obligates himself to women, which is why he done got fucked over and damn near all his relationships. Bitch, nigga, I know you're still listening. Call back in and tell me I'm wrong. Because I know you a liar. I can tell by what the fuck you saying out your mouth. You don't be obligated to no bitch. Motherfucker's obligated to you. Now, there's obligations to women. And many other things that I'm not really going to mention, but what I'm saying is you have to prioritize what you do. And that priority, as far as seeing this woman as whatever this nigga was saying, don't outweigh this abadabba's obligation. See, this is why you motherfuckers can't be me or a nigga like me, because you ain't got the heart. You just think too much bullshit. Nigga, 310, I know you was raised by your single mother and something happened to her and then your sisters took over and raised you. That's why you think all that stupid fucking shit. And I know goddamn well you gonna call me, nigga, I wasn't raised by my sisters, my mama, blah, 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 blah. I ain't really talking about your mama, nigga. I'm not talking about your mama, so don't come in here thinking some bullshit like that. I'm saying mama's boys be thinking that bullshit you thinking. Because daddy's boys are real niggas. Know the bitch is worth everything you probably think she worth. But the bitch got to show me. I ain't finna think that goddamn shit about some goddamn bitch like you. That bitch gonna show me she's whatever the fuck she is and I'ma act accordingly. Because I don't react. I just be doing shit to make sure I see what I'm doing or what I'm going to do next. Shit. Let me tell you something. This goddamn game demands shit. You may be preparing to do something you feel obligated to do for your girl. Now, even in that case, the obligation to yourself outweighs the obligation to her. Now, simply because you feel obligated to take this woman out and after a meal or whatever, you're going to take her and buy her a piece of jewelry. Then, you know, whatever you're going to do, walk on the beach and, you know, let the jewelry shine in the goddamn moonlight and shit. And you're going to be just happy you done did something for the bitch. You feel like you got to do that goddamn shit. Yeah, do it. But while you're getting ready to do it, and y'all, maybe you done already did it, and y'all walking on the beach, and baby say some foul-ass motherfucking shit, even though she didn't know she really mean it foul, but she said some foul-ass shit, who you obligated to just pass that up? Or let that bitch know, even in a case like this, don't be saying no foul-ass motherfucking shit to me. Because I will leave. I will leave you on this beach, or I will take you wherever the fuck you want to go and drop you off. Don't say no foul fucking shit to me. Now, if you one of these motherfuckers that believe you supposed to eat shit, that's why you the kind of nigga that's the rug on my floor that the bitches step on and wipe their feet on before they come in my house. Because you ain't got no principles. You ain't got no boundaries. You ain't got nothing. All you got is what some motherfucker told you about bitches. I got experience telling me what I'm telling you, you motherfucker. Now, why don't you call back in, bitch nigga? I know you ain't. Don't know, them damn one of you motherfuckers want to fuck with me. Period. Now, you want to listen to me, if that's the case. You want to fucking hear what I'm saying, and if you like it, you want to do it. I'm with that. But this nigga trying to fuck with me, man. Come on. I'm going to let a punk fuck with me. I don't give a fuck that I'm 70. I ain't doing it. That nigga take me out, wrestle me down, kick my motherfucking ass. I know that, but as far as talking to me, you ain't getting to say shit. And if you was in my face talking to me, I'd tell you the same goddamn thing. Baby, you wrestle me down or whatever. Who gives a fuck? I ain't never got beat up. Why? Because the truth beats anything. And I'm going to kick your fucking ass with the goddamn truth, nigga. You don't know who you fucking with talking that goddamn guru bullshit you got from some other motherfucker, nigga. Man, listen. When you dedicate yourself to the life that niggas like me live, there's things that come with that. And only dealing with a woman who's playing by your rules is one of those things. Nigga, the best time, to tell you the truth, the best time of any semester for me is now. Because there's only the rest of this semester for me to show these new students what the fuck I be talking about. And the reason I know goddamn well I ain't got to listen to no bullshit some motherfucker telling me is because every semester I get 5, 7, 10 motherfuckers out of the 20 that graduate, and them motherfuckers thank me continuously to this day. I got motherfuckers who graduated 5 years ago thanking me today. Because the shit don't get old. The shit is real. And what the fuck I'm talking about make you be a motherfucker because you believe in yourself. Now, the proof is in the pudding, fellas. You square-ass motherfuckers running around talking about the problems you be having in women, and you don't even realize the problem is how you deal with the motherfucking women. Because you think shit like that fool. That's why you have problems. Because you let a motherfucker tell you what to do on some plan he didn't whatever put together. No, motherfucker, you do deal with everything as it occurs. Because as it occurs, it's the first time it ever occurred. So you can't deal with it like you did with something else. You got to deal with it like you deal with shit that's happening now. Might be like you did with something you did before. But it's still new because I don't remember what I did before. I'm handling it now. I wonder, who the fuck do any one of you know that truly know how to fuck with women? 561, I seen you jazz pop up. What's up?
What's going on, boy? I'm just sitting in the show. I just tuned in.
Oh, okay, man. Well, I thought you had a question, brother. It's cool. So, check it. How do you know that whatever you're doing, hey, 310, I'm talking to you. How do you fucking know what you doing or thinking is the correct way to do or think? Because the reason I know what I'm thinking is right is because what I wanted, I got 100 times over. And I'm still living on what I got. I'm still basing my life on what I was thinking when I got what I got, and I'm 70, and I started this shit when I was 20. So come on, that's 50 years. 972, what's up with you?
I was trying to answer the question. I know you said you weren't talking to me, but the answer to how you say you what you doing and what you thinking is the right thing for you is because you the motherfucker that's thinking it. It's your life. You the only motherfucker that know what's the right thing to be thinking and the right moves to be making for you. You know what I'm saying? If you're on this motherfucker listening to Bud thinking he gonna tell you the right thing for you and the right things to be thinking for you, you's a motherfucking retard.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. I ain't 100% sure, but you sound like you already fucked with a nigga.
Come on, man. I'm all the way late. SWU, straight like that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, come on, man, because I'm saying you said some real shit. See, you guys,
yeah,
I can hear it. I can. Who is this, man?
This Ramon.
Ramon. Now,
yeah.
You guys got to understand. Ramon, did I ask you to call in?
Nah, I'm Classy Game in the chat, though, for y'all. Yeah.
Check game, you guys. You got to understand, man, when you kicking it with a motherfucker, you can tell who you talking to by just what they say. And what I'm saying is, I didn't really recognize your voice, man, but what you were saying, I know you had to fuck with me to be saying that. Because that's some real shit. That's some real shit. And you motherfuckers better understand you got, this is a life lesson for your motherfucking ass. But
he put me back in the queue though, bud. I'm gone. I'm watching.
Go ahead.
Watch.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead. Bud be talking all this shit. He can see through muddy water, spot dry land. Unless you want to make yourself believe I had this nigga call in, you going to see that from what he was saying, I deduced that he fucks with me. And I'm right. Because that shit was sharp. Not none of this weak-ass shit you motherfuckers be saying. You see how strong it was? You know why he knows it's right? Because it's what he thought. It's his life. Come on, man. What's not true in what the fuck he just said? If any one of you motherfuckers could point out anything in what that motherfucker just said that's not true, you can have my whole library. I send you my whole fucking library. Today. Right motherfucking now. All you got to do is point out what wasn't right, what wasn't true about what the fuck he said. Let me make it even further. I'll take it further. What did he say that wasn't true about him that can't be you. Bring that to me, motherfucker. You got my whole library. My whole library. Turn that fan down. That motherfucker is blowing on the nigga. Okay, so listen. Are you motherfuckers scared that you can't handle a real woman? Or do you just fuck with bitches who don't do shit for you? I'm curious. What would you think of a woman? Okay, 972, I see you. What's up, bro? I'm trying to get everybody as they call. Go ahead, man.
Hello. Yeah, this is Ramon again.
Yeah.
I know you're a man of your word, so I'm going for the whole library with this answer. You hear me?
No, Ramon.
I got the answer though, man.
You laced already, man. Come on, man. That's not fair, Ramon.
I already.
Hey, I did. Ramon,
but you know
Ramon,
I got it though. That's what's up. I'm glad you know I got the answer.
I know you do, but listen, what you don't know is whatever you want, man. Once you graduate, man, I'm going to hook you up proper. It's going to be like you're getting it for free.
Yes, sir.
One of the benefits of being a motherfucking alumni. When you come, you get treated proper. Motherfucker costs $100.
Yeah.
Motherfucker costs $100 to the average motherfucker might cost $7 to you.
That's
one of the benefits, bro.
I'm down. All right, really. Well, go on. I'm watching.
You see something else? A closed mouth ain't getting fed. That motherfucker could have sat there and said, man, God damn. I sure want that shit. Of this whole library, I know the answer, too. And he could have just sat there and thought it like y'all do. But no. That motherfucker been in SWU. He know a closed mouth ain't getting fed. I'm jumping on this right now. And then he tried to play his hand. But he knew he was playing. He seen it. I seen it. And the motherfucker said, okay, bud, God damn it. Hey, life is real. And it's in real time. And you learn as you live. So, what do you think of a motherfucker who got a woman claiming this is woman? And this woman is like, you know for a fact, giving other motherfuckers pussy and shit. What would you think of that, bitch? Now flip the coin and see your goddamn self. Because that's what the fuck you would do. That's all you want to do is have a bitch that like you like a motherfucker, but you want to fuck on another bitch. See this abba-dabba? The shit I spit will have a rebirth in 5 years. And it's going to be due to me and my OG motherfucking friends, Shantae, white folks, you know, other motherfuckers that's on this shit spitting real shit. These niggas had the way paved for them. I'm part of them. I'm them niggas. We had the way paid for us. But what's different in us, as far as you motherfuckers, we had the nuts to follow it. It was paid. Follow the yellow brick road, nigga, if you want to be a pimp. Now, ain't nobody said wasn't no monsters going to be on the yellow brick road. But if you want to be a pimp, follow the yellow brick road. It's been paid. Man, fuck it. No armor, no weapons, but game, and we followed it. Now, what I'm saying is, once we do see this rebirth, and you guys are actually following the path laid for you, it may be a few years, but you're going to see the difference too. Let me tell you something, maybe 20 years went by, and the game really suffered. This was like starting in the 80s. Now, drugs, lack of confidence, and the lack of belief in what this game can do for you has made you suffer. Now, with the help of OG motherfucking P's, like, you know, Bugs Tay, me, Fillmore, all these old niggas that keep it real. And many more that I haven't mentioned, I'm sorry. It's just so many of us lacing you now with little nuggets that I can say this. I believe it's going to be a rebirth. And what's more, there's a lot of young motherfuckers out there who want the real. And they be listening to it. See, like my nigga Young Ramsey. I'm going to say something he be saying to me. Because I tell that nigga, man, you don't fuck with no motherfucking bitch ain't paying you, nigga. You know, you got to, you taking scraps like that. That nigga be saying to me, no side pieces for kings. Full course meals only. Woo! Young Ramsey. That's dope, nigga. No side. You motherfuckers happy being a side piece. Shit. The worst thing to be called in my day was a chippy. Today it's side piece. A chippy in my day is a person, male or female, claiming this game, who will fuck around, will do whatever for free. Now, if you can tell a bitch to never fuck a motherfucker without getting something out the deal if you my motherfucking bitch, don't you think that bitch should expect you not to fuck a bitch without having her giving you something too? Oh, no. You don't think like that. That's why you lose. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Because I ain't touching your bitch if you ain't paying me. I don't give a fuck what cover girl your motherfucking ass just got through photo shooting, you fine motherfucker. Bet that pussy speaks 7 languages, don't it? I let the bitch know I know she got some good pussy. No, I ain't finna fuck you, bitch. Fucking damn it. You know, you need to come listen to me, Rosebud. We can't go as hard as you went. Yeah, right. I don't know every goddamn thing. But what I do know is what many of you motherfuckers don't know. And that's when to shut the fuck up and listen. Because that's as important as knowing shit. Some motherfuckers don't know when to shut up. 310, yes, I'm talking about your punk ass. 323, what's up, bro?
What's happening, bud? What's happening?
Nothing. What's going on with you? Look,
shit, man, I'm out here just making my way, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be downs and ups for a nigga, you know? But right now I'm in my down, and I've been fucking with you since the beginning of this year, man. I've been wanting to get in your program for the longest, man. And at this moment, you know, I run into fine-ass bitches, bro. You know, I'm a good-looking nigga. I work out. I'm a bodybuilder, you know what I'm saying? And I got a gift of gab, you know, and I run a fitness business. But I be running through fine bitches, man, just not this past weekend. You know what I'm saying? Bad bitch at this little party. We get to talking. We feeling each other, you know?
Hey, stop.
What's up?
You know why you miss, man? Because all your shit based on bullshit. Everything you just said told me you base your life on bullshit. You a good-looking nigga. I'm physically fit. You know, my body look good all over my fucking shit. Let me tell you something. I know a nigga named Ugly George. This nigga was ugly as fuck. And the bitches that he
right.
had, the bitches he had, which was 6 white bitches, used to call him when they wanted to say something to him, ugly. And he said, huh? What I'm saying is I also know a nigga named Insane Wayne. His whole face was burnt up. I also know another motherfucker named Big Dave. He must have weighed 300 pounds when he was like 19. What I'm saying is all that bullshit you talking have nothing to do with catching a bitch. All that bullshit.
No, it don't. It don't.
Can
it
you
don't.
Shut the
You're
fuck
right.
up, brother?
It don't.
Can you do that for me? Because I just got through talking about I just got through talking about what's fucked up about you motherfuckers. You don't know when to shut the fuck up and listen. You just want to keep talking. You're already talking bullshit, but you don't care. You want to keep talking it. Motherfucker, the way you look ain't got shit to do with having a bitch. What principles you got, bro?
That I don't really fuck with bitches and hand myself over because I still know my value, even though I know the circumstance that I'm in ain't the greatest.
Okay, wait a minute. I like what you said, but I didn't hear it all. You don't fuck with bitches what?
I don't fuck with bitches unless they know my value. And I know
stop.
My value,
stop.
Even though
stop.
Considering
stop.
The circumstances I've been in.
See what I'm saying? You guys see what I'm saying? What is your value, man?
Now I'm a man first.
That's your value?
I'm a man first and I add value to anybody
stop,
I fuck
brother.
With.
Just stop. Stop and listen.
Hey, I'm stopping.
You
baby.
The motherfucker
I'm
that brought up that value. I didn't. So when I asked
go
you,
ahead.
What,
hey,
did you
I'm here
shut
to
the fuck up? So when I asked you what is your value, as far as when you talking to a bitch and you say, yeah, baby, you know, I don't really deal with nobody unless they really can recognize my value, blah, blah, blah. Not that that's what you would say. Let's just say you said something like that. The first thing going on in her mind is what is your value? She already see you a man because you got a dick. That's why she talking to you. So when you open your mouth explaining your value is that you a man, you didn't turn that bitch off. Did you know that?
Yeah, bud. Go ahead.
No, not go ahead. Did you know that? Yes or no?
Yeah, I do.
So why the fuck can't you say what your goddamn value is? Because that's what would catch the bitch. What is
I think
because
I overthink shit because I overthink shit. I feel like I got a lot of values, but I don't spit them all out. So I don't think I, and that's why I called you. You feel me? Because I know I got a kink in my confidence somewhere.
Bro, your confidence is not confidence. It's arrogance. Confidence.
Facts. I was told that, yeah.
Confidence is when you say shit because you know what the fuck you talking about. Arrogance is when you say shit because you want to say it, like your motherfucking ass saying that punk ass shit. Nigga, if you don't know your value, you ain't never supposed to use that word concerning you. Because what if I say, I'm a tire salesman, and I'm trying to sell you my tire. And then you ask me, well, what's the value of me getting your tire and I already get this tire? And I say, because it's a tire. Because that's all you said, because I'm a man. Come on,
no,
man.
I said that I'm a man first. Yeah, I said that I'm a man first.
But listen to me, man. I don't care how you try to straighten it out. Your answer was
right.
You were a man. So I can say, okay, I'm a tire first. What difference does that make, bro?
Absolutely none.
So my point is that's where you're at. You don't give a fuck about what you're saying. You just care to say it. But when it comes to standing up to what you say, you wouldn't say this kind of shit unless you knew you could stand up to it. Especially when you expected somebody like me to be hearing it. This is how you gotta live, man. Somebody like me is always hearing you. At least that's what you're supposed to think. That's why everything that come out your mouth, you ready to be challenged on it. Nothing come out your mouth that I could use the words you use and stump you. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, I'm tapped, yeah.
Bro, why don't you stop faking? That answer was a fake.
Yeah, I'm tapped in.
Because you want to be cool.
I'm just saying, you got,
no,
you got my
bro.
Attention.
Can you be quiet, please? I'm not ranking you when I ask to say this shit. But what I'm saying
Do that make sense to you? You got to say yes or no. Why? Why would you have to say yes or no?
It shows complete understanding.
Because you're answering the fucking question. You're not evading it with, oh, yeah, I'm tapped in. Who the fuck know what tapped in means?
That a nigga listening to you.
Hey, that's what it means to you. But what if I don't know what the fuck tapped in means? I certainly know what yes or no means. You don't even see what I'm saying, do you?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm just saying.
What am I saying?
Am,
what am
I
saying?
I say tapped in when I agree to something.
No.
But you like
no.
You
no.
Like full English.
I'm not,
you want to hear
not,
a yes or a no.
Bro, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you motherfuckers do not believe shit you say out of your mouth. Anything somebody check you on, you're going to make sure you slide in and say something safe. You ain't going to stand up to what the fuck you said. You're going to make sure just in case I'm wrong, I'm going to see it like this. Oh, I'm tapped in. Nigga, who gives a fuck about you being tapped in? Now, did you know that's what I thought?
No, I didn't know that's what you thought. You just let
that's
me know.
That's what
that.
A real nigga going to think, motherfucker, every time you say some punk-ass shit like that. They going to see all the shit you didn't say, and that's where they going to be coming from. When you could have handled
right.
It by standing up. You motherfucker stoop, bend, do everything except stand up. Yeah, nigga, that's what I said. That's what I meant. No, man, yeah, I meant tapped in. You know, who, all that shit show you a punk. Why? Because a real nigga would have said, yeah. You niggas don't think like this. You think bitch shit. Like that punk nigga on 310. You think that big ass.
Nah, you can't attach me to that, man.
Do what?
I said, nah, don't attach me to that, man. But I understand what you're saying, though, man.
Yeah,
and that's
do.
Why niggas call in, bud. That's why
that's,
niggas
bro,
call
that's
in.
Bro,
niggas...
that's why real niggas call in. That's why you called in. Because, you know, you if that's the case, you wanted to be checked if it was about checking you. But checking you only works if you accept me. And you did. So you probably got a lot from this conversation. Whereas that other nigga still think what he was thinking about bitches. Hey, 310, I so hope you don't have no credit card. This will get some shit. Hey, man, look, believe it or not, you stood up, bro. You might think I was talking shit to you and made you look bad, but no, you looked good, bro. Till a motherfucker doesn't know what he's looking at. You know shit. A nigga can say something wrong. Mistakenly or whatever, but then, you know, when I checked you, you at least listened, then you tried to see it, what I was saying, and you did. This game, man, this how you know who to fuck with. I ain't got to talk no nigga into seeing the truth. All I got to do is bring it and stand up to it, and this nigga, if he about it, he going to believe it. So to me, I think you a motherfucker, bro. I just think you got to get your thoughts together. Fuck with me on the sidewalk. Get with me, man. And let me know your situation, blah, blah, blah. Bro, I'll help your ass get in Sidewalk University, man.
Hey, man, I ain't going to lie. It's been low-key a year long trying to get you, and I'm in a little situations right
hey,
now.
Fuck that,
I mean?
Man.
But boy,
that's
I know I got.
Hey, that's yesterday's bullshit. We talking about today and going forward. Let's do it. Get with me. Let me know
all
who
right.
The fuck you are so we can hook something up.
All right, bud. Thank you, man. I appreciate
hey,
you, man.
Hey, don't thank me, man. Just be real to what you're saying. That's thanks enough. 216, what's up with you, bro? I seen you now. I'm sorry.
No, you good. But hey, first off, I missed what the I got here late. So do I take my action at your library? I ain't hear what the dude said, so I can't refute what he's talking about.
You ain't got action at my library. You missed it.
Okay, well, shit, fuck it. Look, bud, I was going to say that that's what separates men from mice, which you was talking about before this caller, how, you know, you can have a fine bitch looking good as hell, half-dressed, but you don't slide in that pussy, which the average man going to do, you know?
Hey, because they're about pussy, man. They ain't about the bitch. Let me ask you something. You
What's
ever
that?
Catch a bitch that did not bring her pussy with it?
No.
Hey, so
not
what I'm
yet.
Saying when, hey, when you go after the pussy, you fucking might get the pussy, but you miss the bitch. When you go
right.
after the bitch, you get the bitch and her pussy and whatever the fuck else she got to get your motherfucking ass. Because you go after the package. You're not going for some of the shit. The peripherals, the ancillary goddamn shit. You want the package. That bitch can't leave
but,
her pussy at home. That bitch can't leave her brain at home, her mind. You know, but she can show give you some pussy and not let you get next to none of that shit. That's why you don't fuck with the pussy. And believe me, fellas, that's part of a pimp's tool. The bitch know that, you know, she's in a position where she's about to get fucked. And then the nigga switch it up to whatever the fuck he come on. Look, man, you got to go get me, you know, woo-woo, whatever. That blow the bitch mind. But you guys don't blow the bitch mind. You just fuck her. And if you fuck the shit out of her, like she ain't never been fucked before, you ain't going to make no impression on the bitch. I mean, as far as fucking, you going to make an impression. But you ain't going to make no impression as far as make that bitch want to fuck with you. Whereas a nigga like me, I'm going for the bitch. I ain't going for no goddamn pussy. Fuck you and your pussy, bitch. I want you. If I can't have you, I don't want no parts. And you got to be like that. Not got to be like that. If you want to feel the way I be feeling when it comes to fucking with bitches, you got to be like that. So, the important thing, not to you. You got anything else, bro?
Man, no, I just wanted to action at that at library. I fucked it off. No, that's it, though.
Okay. The important thing is to know when to be quiet. Now, let's say you a motherfucker don't know when to shut up. What I'm saying is, I'm saying this shit, but you study running your goddamn mouth. And you might miss me telling you the intricacies about knowing what the fuck you want. Why knowing what you want is more important than any fucking thing than any that you could possibly do when you're catching a bitch. Now, if a motherfucker fuck with you, I would just expect you, which is what they do at Sidewalk University, they leave all that acting shit at home. Now, Denzel Washington is a great actor, but he'd have a hard time playing a role in the series that we did that I'll forget the name, but it never made it. But what I'm saying is this, because these roles require you to sort of not act. Otherwise, Denzel, he's always taking roles that fit him. You know, a quiet man, a calculating motherfucker, and you don't really want to fuck with me. Now, long as it's that, they rush Denzel. That nigga, he don't never win a goddamn award for it, though. He do very good, but he don't win an award, but shit. Training Day, where he played a character we were not used to seeing him play. Now, that was acting. And that motherfucker handled it. Because he can act. Actors who need guidelines wouldn't be a good fit for some shit that's street-based. Because, you know, this shit is street-based. These motherfuckers are school-based. But what I'm saying is we're from the streets, but we're fully functional when it comes to big business. Why? Because in reality, we're running a big business. You know, I have found that the character can be interpreted to the actor's comfort. But the scene has to be done the way the director sees it, because the scene is what makes the whole concept of that particular spot work. That's why I'm so goddamn serious about my shit. I'm learning a lot of this shit I'm telling you. Now, on another note, when the fuck are you going to register for Sidewalk University? Man, let's get with that. Now, let's talk about this. When you a doer like me, not a sayer like you, you need to make sacrifices. Step back to your obligations. If you want to be a motherfucker, you obligated to make that sacrifice. You obligated. You know, sometimes it's as little as getting up early. Getting up a little earlier than normal. And sometimes it's the decision to cut one of your friends loose, something like that. These kinds of decisions are what makes you grow. I say decide. I have, and I decided to keep chasing that fucking ghost that I've been chasing since I left the game. I'm not afraid because I've caught a ghost before. I caught a ghost when I turned out and became Rosebud. Now, there is a new and more elusive ghost. The motherfucker's out there for me to chase, and I have been chasing that motherfucker for many years. I caught him when I started Sidewalk University. Then there was another motherfucking ghost for me to chase. And I got that motherfucker cornered. And I'm closing in on this motherfucking ass. So, what the fuck is getting up a little early compared to catching that goddamn ghost? I'm a fucking doer who dreams of things to accomplish. Not a sayer who say the same shit I say, but that's it. They just say it. No. That motherfucker who is a sayer gets thrills simply saying what he's going to do. I get pleasure in doing what I say. It's almost the best feeling that I could get these days. I don't do drugs, so why not OD on me? I know. Motherfuckers out there don't want my bragging ass to succeed. I'm hooked. And I might not succeed, but I also pleasure myself. And knowing how many of you motherfuckers admit that I do the shit I say. That's one thing you got to admit. I do what the fuck come out my mouth. And that's checkmate. Now, if you're not careful, when you start making a lot of money, you're going to easily be swayed by what your money represents. You got to always remember this shit. You make money. Money don't make you. Now let me explain crumbs to your motherfucking ass. A statement I made just now is not only true. If you said it at the right moment, it'll actually make you look and feel much bigger than you are. But what that statement means is whether you have money or not. What you think is much more important. It's much more important than what people perceive of you. So this is a word to the wise. And another reason you want to fuck with me. And not them fucking square-ass gurus that be having you thinking that shit that 310 motherfucker was talking. They, you know, gurus only got 30% of the motherfucking information you need. They, what they did, as far as they go, using that 30% to get where they are, they just capitalized on the fuck about what real motherfuckers talk about. Mention getting pussy and see how many motherfuckers follow your motherfucking ass. But that's fluff. Mention getting a bitch. You get just as many motherfuckers, but they will fall off real soon. Because, you know, getting a bitch, you know what I'm saying, is way different than getting a pussy. Now, that's what most hosts use to get you to that show, the fluff. I try not to use fluff. Because the real shit I kick is what those fluff motherfuckers can't kick and will not ever try to talk about. Because they're not about it. It's on them. It ain't in them like it's in me. Who you gonna call? The luxuries of a real G. I'm telling you, wow. You're preparing for your day. I done already done quite a bit for a 24-hour period. But since my 24 hours don't end at 12 midnight and began at 12 midnight, mine is whenever I want it to be. It starts and ends with me. Now, you got to understand what dope is. Dope is something that makes or compels you to do something. Well, not something. It compels you to do it. My life is pure dope. Because not only does it compel me to live it, I'm fucking hooked on it. Sometimes I wish I was one of those dudes who get off on life. I used to get a little bit of shit out of sex. I don't pay attention to that off on comment. I like to see what your response to what I say is. Anyone know why? Because I care. Anyone didn't care. I care about you. I don't give a fuck if you like what I say, but I care like fuck about what I said made you think. Now, how can I know how you think that you don't fucking write a comment? And that's what's important to me, the comments. I'm about progress. That's why fuck a like in my books. That's not no progress. It's easy to get on the wagon and ride, but it's something quite different if you're driving that goddamn wagon and responsible for the tour. Shit. We're all equipped with the same shit at birth. You know, that's a mind to incorporate all the things we learn and an ability to make what we learn work for us. 917, I see you, bro. What's up? 985, I'm going to get you next.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Come on.
How do you, my question is if confident in what in what you're saying, and then you speak and you're talking to somebody, but then they, when whatever they say to you might make you rethink your position, or depending on how they say what they say to you, may make you feel like your position, if you agree with it, is stupid or dumb. How do you deal with that?
Hey, bro, let me ask you something. Did you recognize how hard it was for you to phrase that question?
Yeah.
You know why it was hard?
No.
Because it was bullshit. You was trying to say something that's totally bullshit, but you was trying to make it sound like, you know, you have a legitimate question. If a motherfucker, if you say what you say and it's what you believe, fuck what somebody else say. So whatever they say ain't finna make me doubt what the fuck I said. I mean, that you just show that you don't have no confidence at all. Right
okay,
or wrong.
So let me ask you this.
What?
Well, I'm not going to say right or wrong to that yet.
I know you ain't because you're scary. You ain't real.
Well,
hey, bro, I'm listening to you right now, and I know you ain't got no goddamn confidence. So whatever I say from now on, if I want to front that off, I would just do it by saying whatever to front you off, show you ain't got no confidence. I know it, so why don't you say you know it?
I'm not going to say I know that because I'm trying to understand what you're getting at. I'm trying to
well,
learn.
Keep trying. Hey, keep trying, and I don't fuck with triers. I fuck with go-getters. 985, what's happening?
OG, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Man, this E from New Orleans, man.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Shit, same old shit, man. Living this fucking shit, you heard me? Living this confidence course, just doing my motherfucking thing, you feel me? I just see you still doing your thing on YouTube. I just had to call in, but shit, it's the same shit with me, just getting better every day, becoming better every day, you heard me?
Hey, bro, stay with that course. Keep making yourself, check yourself, and you'll see you're going to be better because this is a never-ending process. You're going to be doing better, checking yourself 4 years from now.
Ah, yes, sir. For sure, man. I'm glad you're still doing good, man. Your health good. You heard me? You just keep doing you, bro, because you and Tay, y'all the only two real niggas out here that's doing this type of shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, G shit, y'all represent for that whole old school era, you feel me, when it was just real, you did? Real men, real pimps, and that shit just so far in between right now, you feel me? So I thank God for y'all brothers, man. Y'all just keep doing y'all, bro, and I'm going to keep representing
hey,
on my
man,
side.
Hey, you just keep checking this, bro, and checking in on us because we're going to keep coming up with it. Appreciate you, man.
I know that.
Hey, check this out. We all are born with the same things. You know, that ability to learn shit and the ability to take or make what we learn work for us. 810, I just seen you pop up. What's happening?
I know it, so why don't you say you know it?
810, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Nothing, brother. What's happening with you? What's your question?
Man, I'm just sitting up here watching your live and everything. I kind of caught it a little late. I like the game you've been giving the brothers. I ain't really had no question. I just called in just to, you know what I mean, support.
Hey, I appreciate that support, brother, but I really appreciate it if you call back in with a question. Because, you know, this is like a talk show thing. You know, I thrive.
Oh, yeah,
what y'all
for sure, for sure. I do got a question then. You
what's
know,
that?
I did watch your interview on Thizzler. And it seemed like they kind of cut you off there at the end. Was there any reason why they did, or did they really cut you off, or did it just end abruptly, or what?
No, I don't never end abruptly, and I don't even know the particular interview you're talking about because I do so many. But you never know what the producers want. They might have wanted to cut me off right there. I don't know, man, because I don't really listen to the shit after I do it, bro. You know, because I say
yeah,
the same thing.
It was them Cali
thing.
Boys. It was them Oakland. I think you was out in Oakland or somewhere fucking with the Cali people, the Thizzler, Thizzler.com and shit. I don't know. I know, but like you said,
I remember
you probably don't remember.
I wasn't even though I was here. That motherfucker came to my house. I remember that. But what
yeah.
I'm saying is I don't really remember the interview.
You
because
were giving out a lot of good gems, a lot of good game on that. Like, you know what I mean?
Hey,
just
hey,
about
hey,
catching,
hey, bro,
just
bro,
about,
bro. Have you ever
yes,
listened to an interview I did that you didn't get a lot of good gems, a lot of good games, man? I'm telling you, that's where I'm at.
I can't say I have.
I said all the way back to American Pimp.
I was like 10 years old. I was like 10 years old when my uncle first made me watch you on American Pimp. I was just amazed.
Well, bro, I'm glad you're still here, and I want you to make sure you do what you have to do in your life because, man, it's not like you appreciate the real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
You know
it,
man. Be cool. Hey, see, like I say, what's difficult even though everybody's born with the same thing, same abilities. What's difficult is to fucking keep your shit separate from everybody else's shit. Just because you both walk to work don't mean you got to think the same thing about walking to work. You just got to understand you don't want to be grouped in. If you take the time to seriously concentrate on your life, you'll see the only way you can help any motherfucker is to know who the fuck you are and what the fuck you want out of your life. Figure that shit out, and you just figured out one of the greatest, excuse me, puzzles on earth. After all, that's all life is, figuring out the goddamn pieces of the puzzle that applies to you. Because we all have the same shit to do. Wake up, eat, go to work, pay bills, come on, take care of your family, woo-woo. Now, let me tell you something. This is on a whole nother subject, but I just thought of this. The other night, I went to get some shrimp. You know, I ordered, and I went out to my car and to wait for the food and listen to some jazz and shit. And I saw a bad white bitch pulling in, you know, a little... She's in a little sports car. Now, I'm in my caddy. You know, the windows is dark. And when I notice they're looking at me, I mean, not looking at me, looking over towards me, I raised the window down, you know, before she got out of the car. I spoke to her, and she smiled, and she turned to go in the market. Then she did a double take. When she did that double take, I tooted my horn and motioned her, you know, to come. And as she approached, I said, after you order, if you give me 15 minutes of your time, you might find yourself at a point of no return. She smiled and was about to reach my car. You ain't gonna believe this shit. She was about to reach my car when I said, my name is Rosebud. And before I could finish, she said, the pimp? Now I was going to say something slick to her, but before I could, that bitch turned around and fucking rushed to her car and left. The bitch didn't even go in to order her whatever she was going for. I cracked up, and I said to my sister, that's what I get from wanting to go down in history. I know I ain't the only motherfucking one. I know there's a bunch of you motherfuckers out there besides me want to go down in history. I claimed that goddamn shit from the very beginning of my career. That bitch went so bad. I used to tell people, one day you're going to be reading about me and ain't going to be in no motherfucking obituaries. And I meant it when I said that shit 40, 50 years ago. And I mean it now when I repeat it. I'm going down in motherfucking history. I'm going down to somebody who contributed not just to the game, but to the motherfucking world. Just watch and see. I got 20 books. I got 3 games I invented with children. I'm educating a whole bunch of dudes right now. I mean, I've got some entertainment ventures that's going to probably secure at least a mention in history as a do-gooder. You motherfuckers might not realize it, but I've aged gracefully and haven't had a home in over 25 years. What's surprising is I'm still doing interviews. And this shit amazes me how many motherfucking radio stations and magazines are still interested in what the fuck I got to say about this Abadam Ali. There must be reason behind why they're still interested, because it ain't just to talk to me. You know what I think it is? I think it's they're still dying to speak with me because I know that I pimp like a mad Russian to my pimp hand. That's forever ingrained on their mind. You know, the little pimps were great men, worthy of the praises and accolades we received. And in the 20 years, which few of you will have laid down a path not in the 20 years, but in 20 years, you know, which one of you motherfuckers would have laid down a path, you know, to be remembered by? Hello? Hey, I ain't talking to you, man. I'm on my show. Fucking calling me. But why I'm saying that is that's what it's about, being remembered. All niggas like me want to go down in history. Being remembered from what you did here on Earth is a big thing for a motherfucker like me. No matter what you think, there's going to be a few of you who really put it down. Then you will be remembered for what you've done. I'm going to be remembered because, you know, some of the guys I work with started out so insecure they wanted, you know, to hold their hand. And when I showed them that's not necessary, it just changed their lives. Hello? Man, what's up, man? Can't nobody hear you but me, man. Why are you calling on this number? Why are you even calling a number where it's going to let everybody hear you? All right, later. I'm sorry, you guys. But I wasn't really into that shit that they was talking about. And I ain't shady, but you know, that shit started me to thinking, and it kind of made me come up with Sidewalk University. Lucky you. But, you know, people are so afraid to make decisions. You know, they would rather a complete stranger to choose important things in their lives for them. That is no way to begin seeking confidence. At least when you make your mind up to investigate my course, have your nutsack in place where you can choose the products yourself. It's just sad to see adult men with such little confidence they cannot choose products to help themselves. And you want to know what's worse? They don't even see their indecisiveness as a weakness. That's bad. Hey, let me tell you guys something, though. I think this was a good fucking video. I really do. Even though that 310 started to show off with some bullshit. But this was, I like this kind of shit. Just keep it up, y'all. I'll be here. I'm fucking coming back. You know that. I'm gone.